Welcome to the One God Report podcast. This is Bill Schlegel. The title of this episode is called Mean Tweets. You're going to hell. You're a heretic. You're part of a cult. And most of these aren't really tweets. They're comments and sometimes emails from people. I do have Twitter, but I don't use Twitter a lot. I don't know really how to use it, but I will just call these comments and remarks tweets. I thought it would be interesting, challenging, encouraging, depending on who you are, and kind of fun to present some of the responses that I've gotten in times past because I have come to believe that the one God is the Father and that the Lord Jesus is God's human Messiah. And mainstream Christianity is threatened by people who believe that Jesus is a real human being whom God worked through, whom God anointed, whom God empowered and raised from the dead and exalted to God's right hand. That threatens Christianity. So when a person like me who had a Trinitarian deity of Christ background came to understand that some of the claims of mainstream Christianity are wrong, meaning unbiblical, right away, the typical reaction of former friends is they express their sorrow, but then usually they express some anger, and they'll say things that are kind of like, I would put them in the category of bullying. I've never been an easy person to bully, even as a kid. I don't know, maybe playing contact sports helps a person out or something, but people didn't bully me, didn't try to bully me. And I don't know, maybe somebody did and kind of bugged you or something, but whatever. I guess I felt confident enough in who I was and my own abilities and these kind of things. And I think the Trinitarian world shows their insecurity by the types of reactions they give toward those who really come to understand that the Bible says that Jesus believed and that the Apostle Paul believed that the one God was not a triune entity, but the Father alone. And that the man, Jesus of Nazareth, is a human person, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, whom God has exalted to his right hand. So there's two reasons I thought to do this podcast. And one is to encourage people like me that have come to this understanding. You're going to get this social ostracizing. It's inevitable. And be ready for it. And eventually kind of almost laugh at it. Because especially us in the West, we're not really that persecuted because there's so much prosperity. And all you got to do is move somewhere else and nobody knows who you are. And it's different, I think, if you live in Pakistan or somewhere like this, where you could lose your life. I was never in danger of losing my life or something like that. I think in this day and age, it's probably more dangerous to have opposing political views than opposing religious views. The quote-unquote liberal woke left attacks people for their views and threatens people for their views and tries to cancel people for their views. And there are parallels with what is going on in the religious world. But it's probably more vehement and toxic in the political world than in the religious world. People aren't getting killed anymore for their religious beliefs. They used to. The religious leadership and institutions no longer have the power of the sword, at least not in the West. But there are these economic and social pressures that can be applied to a person. But you kind of get used to it, and you know what? Victimization never works out for anybody. So just keep plugging away. And after a while, like I say, it almost becomes funny when people say these things to you. And then also for other mainstream Christians who might be stumbling across this podcast, maybe you knew me, or maybe one of your own family members or friends have come to see that the one God is the Father and that Jesus of Nazareth is a real human person, the Messiah, the Son of God. I would kind of challenge you a little bit to think about why this reaction. There are people in my life that were friends for 30 plus years. And for my thoughts on who the Bible is presenting the man Christ Jesus to be, they quit being friends. Like they just cut off all contact. And they think they're doing a biblical act or something like that. I think they're misinterpreting a couple of passages. But they think they're doing right, and they cut off all connection. Also, let me just, before I start to look at some of the mean tweets, let me say that there are also many positive responses. even at the beginning, when I first started to talk about my new understanding in social media and so forth, there were people who stuck up for me or agreed with me and encouraged me and helped answer some of the shots coming from different directions of people who would call me a heretic and a cult member and all this kind of stuff. And very politely, you know, on social media platforms, I could answer some questions. That was very helpful because a person can get swamped, and to answer every single question by yourself, it helps to always have other people to encourage one another. And even now, there's many positive responses. Okay, I have a little bit of a public platform with a podcast, and many people write and say how they have appreciated the podcast and they're encouraged by something I've said. So the mean responses are not the only responses. I receive very many encouraging responses. But anyone who seriously questions the Trinity God-man delusion is going to come under attack. You know, every other day I see somebody call one of my friends a heretic and a cult member. So it's just typical. So be ready for these kinds of things. And don't think it's something strange if all of a sudden it's going to happen, because you won't be the first one. I've said before, too, that I think social pressures are one way that God can test us today, because we have so much prosperity in the West, especially. A bit of economic or social pressure is one way that God can really see if we're serious about what we believe, about coming to this understanding of who the God of the scriptures really is, and not just going along with whatever it be 1700 years of tradition of the quote-unquote church. So let me read a couple of these mean tweets, and you'll see these are typical, and as I mentioned, they almost become funny. These are real things that people write. What a heretic. He's part of a cult. Heresy. If you don't believe in the Trinity, you aren't Christian. He has denied Christ. That's a favorite one. This one is one of the more ironic ones, because when I first started to come to this understanding, people said this one a lot. He's denied Christ. And it's like, I'm saying that Jesus is the Christ, and they're saying I've denied Christ. I have a podcast on this one that I think really the Trinitarian God-man is a denial of Christ. It denies that the human person, Jesus of Nazareth, is the Christ. But you're going to hear this one. You've denied Christ. Okay, more of these mean tweets. If you deny the Trinity, then you deny God and separate yourself from His grace and love, unquote. See the irony there? Deny the Trinity, and then he says His grace. Now, wait a second. That should be you separate yourself from their grace. The Trinity is not His. The Trinity is theirs. So get your pronouns straight. If you're going to cut me down, at least use the right pronoun for your God, because your God is more than one person. He's not Him. Your multi-person God is they, them. And then how about this one? There's no difference between you and a Muslim, unquote. Well, I don't think you quite understood what I was saying, because I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who died, was put to death, whom God raised from the dead, and that God is the Father. Ask a Muslim if that's what he believes. If you don't know that, you should find it out. You're an apostate and you're going to hell. And then very quickly, you hear this. Have you ever read John 1:1? Question mark. Or here again. What about John 1:1 and John 20:28? Do you need to ignore those in order to stick to your theory? Unquote. Well, I happen to have written and talked a lot about John 1:1 and John 20:28. You can search my blog articles, podcast, or YouTube channel for those videos and podcasts. Here's some more. Bill is wrong. Jesus is God Almighty. The Word became flesh, John 1. You're a problem, Bill, whoever. I swear my prayers tonight are to take you out. Whatever that means to my Lord who forgives me, I pray you are brought to terms with your crap. Okay, that's pretty funny. Get behind me, Satan. And then there's this whole group, the type that accuse you of being among the false teachers of the latter days, like these. Jesus did say in the end times, false teachers would arise, and here you are. In the last days, there will be many false teachers, like this guy. Just another loudmouth false teacher. Now, I suggest the folks that look to the Bible to say, oh, you're a false teacher of the last times, are not realizing that they actually might be part of the false teaching that already came about subsequent to the New Testament times. I remember a person quoting to me 2 John 7, many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Such a person is the deceiver and the antichrist, unquote. So people would accuse me of being a deceiver and antichrist. But I was not denying that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Jesus is the name of the human person. Christ is the title of the human person. He has come in flesh. Jesus Christ is not a pre-incarnate deity that has, in a Greek Platonic way, entered into a human body of flesh or something like that. No. That Jesus Christ has come in the flesh means that he's a real human person. But those friends couldn't see that they had already departed from the New Testament faith, and they were using a New Testament verse to defend their corrupted idea of who God and Jesus Christ are. They were plucking verses out of the Bible to defend their own wrong teaching about who God and Jesus are. Okay, let me read a few more of these typical comments and quote-unquote mean tweets in rapid fire without too much more commenting from myself. What's your point? John chapter 1 clearly states that Jesus is God. Bill is wrong. Jesus is God Almighty. The Word became flesh, John 1. You and your people who agree with this video are completely out of your minds. Is this the only thing you've got? You are like a broken record. I think it's time for you to shut your mouth. Just another loudmouth false teacher. Trinity is heresy, and so is this guy. Oh, there's an interesting one. He thinks the Trinity is heresy. He's probably a oneness believer, which, by the way, many Trinitarians are without knowing it. This is blasphemy. Here's a New Testament verse that proves that Jesus is God. Hebrews 1:8. Buddy, you're fighting a battle that was settled 1,700 years ago. If you're confused, go read about the Council of Nicaea. That must have been a Catholic or Greek Orthodox believer, because Protestants don't say that. Protestants are kind of, they get the heebie-jeebies if you tell them that they actually believe what the church council said. They'll say right away, oh, no, I don't take any stock in the church councils. You have to twist scriptures to deny the Trinity. Well, if you don't want to be a part of Christianity that confesses triune faith, right there is the door. The guy picked up a Bible yesterday and is trying to rewrite history. No, stop this heresy. It's almost as though he's trying to be as wrong as possible on purpose. I pray one day you will find Christ and stop letting Satan's demons use you to spread lies. Dude has no idea what he's talking about. Christ is human and non-person at once. You got me on that one. Sorry. False teaching. He was both God and man. The doctrine of the Trinity is found everywhere in the Bible, and I pray that you repent of your sins and accept Christ as Lord. This man is lost. This man is a lying thief. Quit your yapping. False teaching here, Bill. I always like it when they put the name in there. It makes it a little more personal. False teaching here, Bill. You're either misled or you're misleading the people. You need to take your medicine and stop watching porn. Oh, sorry, but porn, I just never got into looking in other people's bedrooms. Sorry. Keep going. Dude is lost. Don't just believe people like this because it sounds good. You call Jesus a man. The Lord rebuke thee, Satan. Okay. You taught all that for over 30 years and still can't exegete a text? Oh, he's a Jehovah's Witness. No, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Actually, Jehovah's Witness and Trinitarians have a similar Christology because they both believe in a divine being who came into or infused himself into a personless human body.
Trinity is biblical. Individuals like this are so arrogant, they think they know better than the apostles and the entire history of the church. Well, actually,
I read the book of Acts and I see exactly what the apostles were preaching. And I follow them. There's never a Trinity or the deity of Christ preached by the apostles. You have several big problems. If God raised Jesus from the dead, then that means God the Father had to have raised Jesus from the dead. Okay, that's true. I agree with that one. I'm not sure what his point was there. And just for the fun of it, I thought I would include some of these too. Because, okay, so now a person's face is out there on YouTube or whatever. So we get some comments that are, you kind of enjoy these. So some guy says, you look a lot like Frank Whaley. Okay, so I didn't know who Frank Whaley was. Remember, I lived overseas for 35 years, so I'm sort of culturally away from things in the States. So I wasn't familiar with the guy. I looked him up, and I do see a resemblance. I see what the guy's talking about. And then there's another one. When did the Whose Line Is It Anyway guy join TikTok? Okay, so I didn't know the Whose Line Is It Anyway. I looked it up, and I do see maybe there's one guy I sort of look like on there. Yes, I do put some videos up on TikTok. I figured why not, because the younger audience is out there. I have no idea how it works. Sometimes I put one of these short one-minute videos on TikTok, and within a couple hours, it'll have 700 views. I said, oh, that was a good one. And then the next one I put on gets like 20 views, so I have no idea how it works. I do look at it every now and then, but not a lot. Let me include one of my favorite. I think it was the first comment I ever got on TikTok. So my daughter has TikTok. She calls me Abba, right? In Hebrew, dad is Abba. So here's one of the first messages I got on TikTok. Abba, get off TikTok. Okay. Well, that's enough. I thought some listeners might get a kick out of hearing this and maybe be encouraged by it and just be ready for it to come. You know, we don't want to claim victimhood. Everybody and anybody can claim victimhood these days. And it doesn't help to claim to be a victim. So even if you think you're a victim, just go on. But I did happen to notice Jesus, the record in Luke chapter 22, 37, where he's being condemned by the religious leadership. Right? That's usually where a lot of the original condemnation of me came from, was religious leadership. And like I say, it's easy to pervert this stuff. Like my friends who would look at certain scriptures and say, you can't have anything to do with this guy now. He's deceived. And they have what they think is the scriptural evidence for their behavior. So the scriptures can be perverted in that way. But I can't help but see some connection, some reality that people that do really sincerely want to follow God are going to have to swim against the tide. And they're going to be numbered with the transgressors. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 12, the nation of Israel, the servant of God, are numbered with the transgressors. Others looked at Israel as if they were wrong, as if they were transgressors, as if they were doing bad things. And that's a type of the Messiah, who is the ideal Israel. And the Gospels quote that verse in reference to Jesus, where people were condemning him and saying that he was a transgressor. He was numbered with the transgressors. They accused him of being evil and wrong and a deceiver, etc. So hopefully you were amused or encouraged or challenged by these mean tweets. Yishmau anavim v'yismachu. The humble will hear and rejoice.